sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace to you and peace from God, who never leaves us. Amen. At first glance, this parable today might lead us to the simple conclusion and popular aphorism, actions speak louder than words. Right? There are two sons in this story. The father asks both of them to go out into the field. One says that he will go, but he doesn't. The other says he won't, but he does. Jesus makes a model, of course, of the latter. But after looking at this text, praying, studying over it this week, I'm not sure actions speak louder than words is really the lesson here. It's not that simple. First of all, let me just say in my own experience, and I think in the experience of many that I've listened to, words sometimes, not always, but sometimes, speak louder than actions. It's not pretty or fun to talk about, but the wounds from violent actions, physical abuse, I mean, the physical wounds can heal, but the wounds from violent words, emotional, psychological, spiritual abuse, insults that cut deep, threats, even just indifference to another's presence or opinions, sometimes never heal. So, not only is actions speak louder than words an interpretation of this particular text that I don't really agree with, it's a saying that I don't think is even absolutely accurate. So let me share with you a concept that flows through the entire Bible, certainly through the book of Matthew, and therefore arches right over this passage for today. The concept is teleos. I've talked about this before. The Greek word is teleos. And this Greek word, I should say, is not used in our text for today, I don't believe. But it is a concept that is arching over it, and it's a major theme in Matthew. Teleos. It means mature or complete. It is commonly translated in our new Revised Standard Translation, as perfect. Like in Matthew 5, verse 48, be perfect, even as God in heaven is perfect. Or Matthew 19, verse 21, Jesus says, if you wish to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, then come and follow me. I think translating teleos as perfect gets us kind of headed down the wrong path, as if, you know, we need to be without blemishes. Whereas mature and complete, that's more like it. I'm just full of opinions today. The best way to think about this overarching theme of teleos is to think about it, I think, in terms of fruit. I already mentioned blemishes. A banana or a pear is teleos, not when it's completely free of blemishes, but when it's ready to eat. When it's ripe, that's another good word for teleos, ripe. When it has come to fruition or come full circle. It's a great concept, teleos. So read these texts for today with that in mind. Come to fruition, even as your God in heaven has come to fruition. If you wish to come to fruition, go and sell your things and then come and follow me. There's more of a notion there of a process. And that's really important to remember. So returning to the text, the gospel text for today, the two sons, this concept of teleos, coming to fruition. Let's look at that again. Jesus praises the one brother who says no, but acts yes because he's engaging in the process of coming to fruition. He is ripening. He is open to that ripening, to that coming to fruition. The other brother is not. The other brother has chosen to reject the opportunity to go out and to work in the vineyard. He has refused the ripening process. In other words, he's rejected the journey of transformation. Siblings in Christ, God is calling us this day to engage, or perhaps to renew our engagement and enter again into teleos, into the process of coming to fruition as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus. God is calling us into a journey of transformation. Grace is empty if the process of discipleship is not evident, if there is a refusal to ripen. Bonhoeffer called that the carcass of cheap grace. If we're not on the journey of transformation, engaged in the ripening, the coming to fruition, the maturity and completeness, the teleos, then you simply haven't experienced God's grace. The church has failed you. The pastor has failed you. When God's people are saying yes but acting no, teleos has gone fallow. Our gospel today calls us to the vineyard, to follow Jesus, not just to say that we believe in Jesus, but to follow Jesus. Our gospel text for today is about coming full circle. One way to illustrate this is simply by looking at worship, what we're in the midst of right now. Our faith, which is expressed here on Sunday mornings, guides us into our week, bringing us to fruition, bringing us full circle. Worship, church, it's more than just just tradition. It's more than just what we do and what we say on Sunday. We've got some kids in our congregation. I'm thinking about Allison and Sydney, Kelsey. I'm thinking also about some of our teachers, Miss Vicky in particular, that are involved in theater. Maybe others have participated in some sort of theatrical production in their lives. I am thinking about the dress rehearsal. Maybe you've heard me say this before. Worship is a dress rehearsal for how we live our lives. That's why worship is important. It's a dress rehearsal for how we live our life. So think about the purpose of a dress rehearsal. It solidifies what we already know, the lines of the show. We've been studying that for a long time. It solidifies it, though. It introduces something new. That's the costumes. So we're going to do all this now with costumes, and it prepares us for what's ahead. All of that experience, putting it all together, prepares us for what's ahead. That's opening night. It brings everything full circle, the dress rehearsal. Look at the ever-present sections of our worship service in the same way. It solidifies what we already know. It's in the gathering. We're reminded, and again, we receive forgiveness of sin. We've heard that before, but it's solidifying it. It introduces us to something new as together we enter into the Word of God, and new light is shed on our understandings of the saving work of Jesus Christ for this time and place. Something new is introduced. And through bread and wine, body and blood, the waters of the baptismal font, we are prepared for what's ahead. We are washed and nourished with heavenly food and heavenly water for the journey. The journey of discipleship. We are engaging in the journey of transformation, in teleos, even right now as you're sitting here. And what follows the worship? What is the sending all about? That what we say right now, go in peace. God is at work in you. That's what we're saying in this season. What's that all about? Because we receive forgiveness of sin right at the beginning. Because the waters flow from the baptismal font here in worship, we are able to forgive others during our week. Coming full circle, you see? Because there is a proclamation from this holy book about God's love and God's hope on account of Jesus Christ, we are then enabled to speak words of love and forgiveness. Coming full circle, you see. This, by the way, has everything to do with stewardship as we kick off our October Stewardship Month today. Having received so many blessings from God, we turn and share so that others may receive too. That's our prayer every Sunday. We joyfully release what you have given us, O God. Ourselves, our time, our money, our possessions, we joyfully release it. It's got nothing to do with looking at where we're at financially and responding. If we're doing well, then no need to respond. If we're doing poorly, well, then maybe step it up a little more. I mean, we all consider those things. It's true. But biblical stewardship has nothing to do with that. Biblical stewardship is simply just putting the numbers and the figures aside for a moment and just thinking about everything that God has done. And then joyfully releasing according to God blessing you. We joyfully release what you've first given us, ourselves, our time, our possessions, our money, signs of your gracious love. Receive them, O God, for the sake of him who offered himself, who gave his whole life for us, Jesus Christ. That's our prayer. We turn and we share with so many. Okay, that's the stewardship minute there. And I think it's got everything to do with this text here for today. Because justice is alive at God's holy table. We all are welcome at the feast of Jesus' own body, edible grace. Because we practice that, then we are empowered to live out that same model of justice and compassion, welcoming and feeding the friend and the stranger alike. Because everybody eats here at Bethlehem, then everybody eats in the world. See, it's a rehearsal for how we live our lives. It's a coming full circle. Because we are sent out with God's blessing at the end of our worship service, we are filled with the task of sending others, empowering others, inviting others to follow Jesus, calling others back into the love of God, both through our words and our actions. Full circle, teleos, opening night. You see, we are not gathered like eagles around a carcass of cheap grace. That's Bonhoeffer on Sunday morning. Worship for us is more than just going through the motions each week and ripping into grace like it's just for us. Worship is a dress rehearsal for gospel living, a modeling of God's very will being done on earth as it is in heaven. We are caught in that undertow of grace. Here we are swept up in the process of coming full circle, in the ripening, in the coming to be the people that God has molded us to be, that God has breathed new life in us to be, that God has redeemed us to be, that God has filled us anew to be. Pay attention this week to the nudgings of the Holy Spirit. That's how Holy Spirit works in quiet ways, the nudgings. I might be getting kind of excited, kind of loud here. I pray I'm not getting in the way because the Holy Spirit often works very quietly in subtle ways. Pay attention to it, though. Where is God whispering to you this week? How is that gracious and loving Holy Spirit afflicting the comfortable areas in your life? How is God inviting you to have your words and your actions come full circle? I'm thinking about stewardship here. How are you becoming teleos, being invited to joyfully release what God has so graciously showered upon you? Because I have no doubt that God is here and that God is at work in and through you. And as that complicated Holy Spirit continues to nudge you, at the very same time, may God's loving arms of mercy and peace wrap around you and fill you with all goodness and grace this day, this stewardship month, and always. Amen.
On behalf of all of of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.